Welcome to Center Friends. Hope everyone's doing well and getting this relief from the heat. Everyone will turn to 6:16. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us here to worship you and just calm our hearts and minds and just center all on you for worship today. In your heavenly name, amen.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Center Friends. It's good to see a lopsided house this morning. One of the ushers said we need to maybe switch some places a little bit. And I said, well, what we may do one Sunday is just ask you to change sides, but I'd like to keep my job. So we'll just leave it the way it is for now.
Here comes the group.
Yep, that's right. But it is good to see everyone here this morning. It's good to see all the young faces this morning with their backpacks. And we've got a special service today where we're going to be blessing. It's called the Blessing of the Backpacks. We're going to have, it's kind of a way of it's going to go, is we're going to have them come down. And those who want to surround them, we're going to invite you to come down as well. And we're going to pray over our young people and our students. Teachers can come down. Anybody that works in the schools can come down. We're going to pray over them. We're going to pray hard. And we're going to pray to God. We're going to ask for every provision possible for our educators and our teachers, our staff members and students. You name it, we're going to pray for it this morning. So that'll be in lieu of children's moments. And then I have a small gift that Whitney and I have gotten for the young people to take with them to school. We have something for them before they leave. And then after that, it's going to be a little chaotic. We're going to go back and we're going to collect FEMAP. all that stuff at the end of your pews. We're going to collect FEMAP this morning. So it's going to be a little busy, but it's okay. It's going to be in the spirit of Christ, and it's going to be a movement of the Spirit. So glad you're all here this morning. Are there any announcements we need to cover?
I've been married 34 years today.
Are we praying for you or praying for her? I do know that it is a little person's birthday today, is what I hear. Rose, are you? Where's Rose at? Rose, are you here? If you do not believe in miracles, let me show you Rose Hodgen. All right, we are blessed to have her here, and the world is blessed to have her here, and we know God has worked in her life from the moment she entered this world. So we're very happy to celebrate her birthday today. Any announcements? If not, would our ushers come forward for offering, please? Let us pray. Father God, what an awesome day you've given us. A day of sunshine, a day of clouds, and a day of coolness. You've broken the heat so that we can enjoy being outdoors and seeing your creation. Lord, again, we thank you for the blessings you've given us. We thank you every day that we wake up and put our feet on the floor, that you are in control of our lives. Lord, as we take up this offering, we lift it to you. We place it at the cross, that you give us direction and understanding how best to use it so that we can reach the ends of the earth with the message of the gospel. We're just in such awe of you. We honor and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, like I said, in lieu of our children's moments, I'm going to ask that all of our backpack carriers, young and old, come down front with me, and I'm going to go wireless, Paul. Those who wish to pray, would you come and join us? Before we get started praying, when we get done, I want you to take your backpacks and I want you to fill the front of this table with backpacks, okay? And then once we get done praying, I'm going to give each one of you a gift that Whitney and I have gotten, and then we'll do the FEMAP collection like we do every fourth Sunday, okay? Are we good? If anyone wants to come down and join us, please pray with us from your seats. But if you have someone near you, would you just place your hand on their book bag or them? Just let them feel your presence as we go to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray spiritually and holy. Father God, what an awesome experience it is to stand before our young people. And we lift them to you. We ask for your hand of protection over each one. We have them carry their book bags, Lord, that in that book bag that there's knowledge to be gained. There's work to be done. And there's a future that will be carried. Be with them each step of the way. Let them feel your presence in their schools. Let them feel your safety in their schools. Let them be a light in someone else's darkness. You are the God of wisdom and knowledge. Give them open hearts and open minds. Give them open ears as they absorb all that is given to them. But Lord, let them not forget that you are their master. You said, let all the little children come to you, and they do so. Their innocence radiates from them. Father God, I just ask you again, we need your protection today. We need your protection over this school year. Let the evil forces that want to hurt our young people be driven away by the light of Christ. For those that aren't here, you know who they are. Continue to bless them as well. Bless the teachers that provide the knowledge to these young people, that they have understanding and patience with whatever situations these young people bring to the classroom, that the teacher understands that their lives go beyond the bell. All the workers here that have some impact in a school setting, let them be the light. Let them continue to encourage those that love you and those that are seeking you. Whether it be a coworker or a student or a parent, let them see Christ. Let them see Christ in our schools. Be with each bus that travels the roads, that those around them take caution as they're transporting precious cargo, Lord. That you guide their directions and their patience, that they don't get in a hurry, and that they stop when they need to stop. And that in that moment, they have a revelation of you. Lord, our schools are in such need. Provide volunteers for them. Provide monetary resources. Provide love through our hands and our feet. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for each one here today. And again, we thank you for letting us come to you, blessing each one here. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and all God's people said, amen. All right. Here you go, Sophie. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for blessing our children and our educators. And as we bless them, we took up an offering to bless others. And what an awesome experience that is. What, if you couldn't see, what Whitney and I gave them was a little wooden cross that has some, like, keychain, the little pull chain material that they can hang on their book bag. And if those that are here that received one, if you ever feel like God's not with you, pull out that cross and let that be a remembrance that He's always with you. And that the Spirit is always with you, and that the protection is completely over you and your school. That's the purpose of that wooden cross. So just a simple reminder that someone is watching out for our young people. What an awesome praise that is. Are there any other praises? Got Janice and David's anniversary. That's a praise, not a prayer request. It's a praise for David. Are there any other praises? Who saw God this week? Outstanding. Very good. Dustin is an athlete with Special Olympics Torch Run. He is a global messenger, and he is in a wonderful program at Western Carolina that teaches life skills, and has a buddy that he goes to class with, and he has a college experience. So he'll be there for at least 2 years at Western Carolina. But pray for Keith. That's Keith's little buddy. So pray for Keith as he deals with that departure. I think it was almost as bad as Meredith College a few years ago, but maybe not quite as bad. Just pray for Dustin as he continues that program. Any others? Praises? Prayers?
We have a prayer. Caroline, we return to school full-time this week. Hallelujah.
And a new school at that. Moving on up. Any other praises or prayer requests? I will tell you that Katrine East had to go and get
a chair. She had a regular rhythm in her heart. The doctor said, we'll shock it back into rhythm. After 4 shockings, it still didn't work. So she's going to have to take medicine for quite some time to keep her heart
regulated. So the 4 shocks didn't take.
My brother, he's in the hospital with suffering from pancreatic problems. They haven't diagnosed it completely yet.
Pray for Doug Sluter. That's my uncle, my dad's brother. He's in the hospital dealing with pancreas issues.
Any others?
My friend Olivia's grandma got diagnosed with cancer before school ended, and a couple days ago she went to the hospital because she had a seizure.
Yeah, you know grandma's name?
No, but their last name is Coltrane.
Is what?
Coltrane.
Is Elena's last name Coltrane?
Yeah.
Lynn Coltrane's grandmother.
Any others? I'll tell you a praise. Yesterday, we had about 58, 60 people yesterday at our connection event at the Grand Arbor Farm. We had a great time. It stopped raining about 5 o'clock. The kids and Rhonda played spike ball, I think it is. I haven't learned it yet. I've been told I'm going to be taught. You can see pictures of Rhonda playing on Facebook at Center Friends Meeting. And I can't lie from the pulpit. But you'll see multiple pictures of a great time we had. Some cornhole. There was a pretty serious rook game going on. There were some dominoes being played. So I think it was a wonderful event just to hang out and have a little fun. So anything else? We got a lot to pray for. We got a lot to be thankful for. Let's go to the Lord, shall we? Lord, what a wonderful God you are to us. You gave us Jesus Christ. You showed us what you look like in the flesh. You gave us lessons to read. You guide our hearts. You give us an opportunity to have such an intimate relationship with you that is life-changing. And part of that relationship, we get to bring prayers, we get to bring praises, we get to just bring everything and dump it at your feet. You've heard the praises. the miracle birthdays, the wonderful anniversary, the gathering of believers. You saw the blessings of the book bags. You heard many prayers in a short amount of time, and that is a praise. And with praises, we always come with prayer requests. As a sinful body, as a fallen creation, we mess up and we have to deal with things and we have to drive out darkness. But we do that through you, listening for you and listening to you. You've heard the needs, the medical needs, you know the cancer that we can't seem to rid. You know the hospital visits. We place them all at your feet. Give those that have the knowledge of science to continue that knowledge and the decision making, that they make sound decisions for the body. Lord, we lift up this church to you, that you can continue to help us grow and reconnect, not just as church members, but as friends. We love you, God, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we place everything in your hands. Amen.
Love lifted me, love lifted me.
Love lifted me. Has it lifted you? Amen. Well, this morning in your bulletin, it doesn't have a scripture reference because it's the same scripture written about 10 different times in the Bible, and so I couldn't pick one. So we just made it the title of the sermon. He who has ears, let him hear. That is the scripture. It's placed in Luke, and it's placed in Mark, and it's placed in Matthew. And then a version of it is placed in the seven letters from Revelation. And I mentioned one of those last Sunday. But how this message came about, last week was a real blessing for me. So I got a call from someone who needed to just talk. They said, just want to meet with you for a little bit. And so I started talking with that person and quickly realized that the concern was not being able to hear God. And so I got to really thinking about that, and I thought, you know, I've been there, and I think everyone can relate that we didn't hear God. And so just didn't understand what God wanted for them and couldn't really figure out what God's plan was. They were kind of questioning the purpose. In a whole summation of it, they were questioning a purpose for their life in Jesus' name. And so I spoke with that person. We had a great time talking. Some tears were shed. Some prayers were lifted up. It was a great time of just listening and being able to help. And then during the week, I had another friend at work come to me. And they said, we got talking about church, and we talk about scriptures and different things like that. And they said, I'm not quite sure what God wants from me. Now, that's the second time this week I've basically heard that. And I got to thinking, I said, okay, I got you. I know where we're going with this. And so I started talking to that person, and a lot of the same conversations happened. And then I got to really thinking, how often do we actually hear another person? How often do we actually hear another person? And so I got to tell a story on myself, and I'm getting the evil look because she knows what I'm about to talk about. But Whitney and I went to dinner Friday night. And again, God has a sense of humor with me. And we're eating. I think we're eating at Freddy's out there at the Palladium. That's good stuff. Especially that fry sauce. But we're eating, and she's telling me a story. Now, when Whitney tells a story, she is a professional storyteller. The whole 30 minutes of it. She gets it from her daddy. She can't help it. But they tell every detail. And so there's nothing that can be left to the imagination. Like, you know, like they do a very good job of placing you in the story. I mean, they really do. And so, like, at school, I know where she is when she's suspending a kid and getting on to the kids and giving them dirty looks and loving on the children. And I know where she's at, and I can see it in the hallways and that sort of thing. So we're sitting there eating, and one of my guys that works for me had an issue that he was texting me about. And so I'm trying to deal with that. The captain's texting me. She's talking to me about this story, and I admit that I was not in the story. I can assure you. I didn't listen to a single thing she said. Now listen, now that's the key word. I didn't listen to a single thing. Now I heard Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, 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 wah. But I didn't listen to a single word she said. I had heard the words, but I hadn't processed them. They hadn't quite computed as to what, I just wasn't engaged. My mind was on something from work. I knew she was talking, but I was not at that table eating. And she ended the story, and I thought she had asked me a question. Oh, Lord. And in my panic, I said, what? In hopes that she would repeat the question. It wasn't a question. She said, did you hear anything I said? Luckily, I had heard the words she said, and in my mind, I was able to repeat back the last sentence she said. I think you're getting fingers pointed, you die. I was able to say the last thing back, but I didn't know what it meant. And I didn't even compute the story. Well, she knew. She gave me the eye roll that you could hear from across the room. And she knew what the deal was. So it kind of led into my week of not being able to hear. And so the scripture I found it last week when we were in Revelation 3, is that it said, let all those who hear, let the angel hear, and it talks about the churches. And so I got to thinking about that. And the words that are in your bulletin this morning are the words of Jesus. They are his words. He who has ears, let him hear. And then in Revelation he says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now these are two different times in Jesus' physical life and his resurrected life. So you're hearing Jesus the man say, let he who has ears, let him hear. And you're hearing Jesus the risen Christ say about the same thing. And that gives it some validity. John recorded the words in Revelation around AD 95. And he was on an island by himself, or he was exiled to the island of Patmos. And that was after the death and resurrection of Jesus. Matthew recorded them around 60 AD. It's in Mark around the same time, and so did Luke around the same time. So you got three people who heard the same thing, recorded it the same way in three different gospels. And then you have someone 35 years later hear just about the same thing and record it in the book of Revelation. That is not a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. That is fact. So I find them very powerful words of the Lord. But there are many instances all through God's word where people heard God. Sometimes we may become a little jealous if we read some of the stories that other people heard God and we're like, well, we didn't have a burning bush. Well, I don't hear God. I think we see where God presented himself to someone in the old days in such a powerful way, and we're thinking, well, what about us? And that's a fair expectation. In Genesis, Adam and Eve heard God walking around, and what'd they do? They hid because they were ashamed. They were in shame. Samuel heard God speak in a powerful account of how he came to know God. He heard God three times. And when he finally learned that that was the message of the Lord, he followed to the end of his days. Moses heard the burning bush. And then many people all over the land at the time heard God in the flesh, Jesus of Nazareth, speak in parables and in teachings and in prayers and in miracles and in healings. And so the question that begs to be asked isn't, God, are you speaking to me? The real question is, do I hear God speaking to me? Are we actually listening? He who has ears, let him hear. Now, a while back, you may remember that I did a sermon and I had my big boxes up here and I talked about God's box. I talked about all of our boxes and our stuff, and I had little balls that had labels on them of stuff that we all deal with at some point. Work, family, health, sickness, death, all that stuff. And then there was another sermon where I talked about dancers have a focal point when they're doing turns so they don't get dizzy because we're spinning constantly. And as long as our focus is on God, we don't get dizzy. But what about the times when we're actually sitting still, like we're doing this morning? We're not spinning. Our boxes are kind of put away for right now. This is kind of that 1 hour where we get to sit and supposed to focus and supposed to listen. What about the times when we're hurting? Or the times that we're struggling? Or the sad times? Or the depressed times? Or the lost times? Because there's times when we get lost. Even though we've been found, we still can get lost. Or the times that we're happy. The joyful moments, we can hear God. Do we actually have ears that actually listen? We take our ability to hear for granted so much. The ability to hear car horns and people talking, babies crying, birds chirping, rain hitting a roof, thunder booming. We take for granted our ability to hear music and the notes that are placed together so eloquently to provide a sound that can raise a spirit. Many times we get to a point of saying God isn't speaking to us. There's usually a disconnect on our end. But I can assure you there's no disconnect on his. Our tower's not working. Our cell service isn't connected. Our modem gets struck by lightning. And they lose connection. You see, God's omnipresent. And that means he's everywhere. God is everywhere you want him to be. And God is everywhere you don't want him to be. But God is everywhere. God just doesn't listen between 8 and 5. He doesn't just work banker's hours and take an hour for lunch. You see, the disconnect comes when we stop listening. Now, I found a story many years ago. It talks about a United Nations gathered for a conference in New York City. And during a lunch break, two of the participants decided to take a walk around the city. And of course, they grabbed a sandwich at a local deli like you're supposed to do in New York. And one of those men was a Native American who had spent much of his life learning the ways of the wilderness, including tracking animals, being out alone, that sort of thing. As they were walking along, the sounds of New York City were there, and you could hear sirens and honking horns and people talking and blaring radios and cell phones ringing. And the Native American man stopped and said, "Did you hear that?" And the other guy said, "I hear what?" He said, "That cricket. There is no way you could have heard a cricket in all this noise." But the Native American man walked across the street, went to a discarded paper cup, found a cricket in the cup. And the guy said, "What? How did you know? How did you hear that?" And he says, "It's really not that difficult. One hears what they want to hear. One hears what they want to hear." And he said, "Watch this." So he took a handful of change and threw it on the ground. And every pedestrian within 35 feet stopped walking. Because they heard the change hit the ground. He looked at the other guy and he said, "See what I mean? We notice what we're listening for." Pretty powerful little story. Jesus teaches in John 10 about the good shepherd. And he says that the watchman opens the gate and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and then leads them out. When he's brought them all out, he goes ahead of them, and they willfully follow him because they recognize the sound of his voice. But Jesus says also they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Who is our shepherd? And who are our strangers? These two questions kept coming to me. I kept harping on them when I was writing this message. And they're two very important questions that I'd like for you to think about or write down in one of the blank spaces if you have it on your bulletin or in your Bible. And the question is, are we listening for God? Are we listening for God? And if we are, here's the hard one. Are we listening to God? Are we listening to God? Two very distinctly different questions. In order to listen to God and follow his will, we've got to start by listening for God in our lives. There are times that we all have, every believer, every person, we all fail to listen to God. And we miss out or delay what he wants us to do. We get in our own way so much that we're missing out on most of the life-changing relationship we can have with Christ. We actually get in our own way. If we would just step out of our way and let God have it, which is so hard, listen for him, and then once we listen for him, we can start listening to him and obey him, life would be so much different. If we have listened for God, we must be willing to listen to God. We've got to be listening to God. It's a lot like that story I told you from the dinner that Whitney and I had. I was willing to listen for Whitney, but I didn't listen to a single thing she said. I heard her talking, but I couldn't have told you what she said that made any sense. I can picture God saying, much like Whitney did to me, "Did you hear anything I said?" The first step to better listening is identifying what's blocking our signal. What's blocking our connection? What's holding you back from listening for God? First and foremost, you've got to know there's a God that loves you. But you've got to have a personal relationship with Him. You've got to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's first and foremost. You've got to recognize that He died for you, He died for me, and He died for everyone sitting in this room. And that He wants to have a personal relationship with you. Recognize your shepherd. Without that, none of the rest of the things I say matters. But maybe we need to spend a little more time reading what He said. You can listen for God while reading how He spoke to others. We find connections all through here. People seek personal connections to stories and how Christ taught some things that may apply to some issues that you're having in your life. Those are our connections. Maybe it's work or home or family or stuff keeping you from listening for God. Maybe sin in our lives that is hindering us from stopping and listening. You know, the devil doesn't want us to hear the Lord. He certainly doesn't want us to follow Him. Maybe dealing with past stuff, hardening of the heart, can lead to a loss of listening. Hardening of the heart can lead to a loss of listening. If we're upset or angry or burdened or whatever it is, whatever emotion you want to insert that's hardening the heart, God is saying, let's move on. There's more work to be done. You're spending more energy not listening for me and being whatever emotion you insert than forgiving, forgetting, loving, and moving on. The second step to better listening is to refocus ourselves on what we're listening for. So once you've identified the signals or the blockages that's being placed in front of your signal, now we got to focus on what we're listening for. Much like that Native American in the story, we need to train ourselves to listen for God speaking in our lives, and that's hard to do. He's able to drown out all the other noise to let you hear the cricket. Sitting in this room alone is so powerful in being able to listen. Sitting in this room with just silence, no page turnings, no stomach growling, no grocery list being made, and all you hear is maybe the air conditioning kick on. If you truly let it all go, you can refocus to what you're listening for. We've got to be willing. What is the focus of your ears? He who has ears, let him hear. And once you get yourself into a position where you're listening for God, the final step is changing that four to two, listening to God. As the Good Shepherd, we follow the sound of the familiar, the one we trust. We are His sheep. We follow Him wherever He leads us. He may go ahead and He may call us, much like a shepherd. And there we are. We follow the sound and we run from strangers that can lead us away from the sound of His voice. Can you commit your life to following Jesus Christ? Can you set aside worldly things, the worldly noise, to actually hear the leading for your life? If you can make that commitment to listen to God, your life will never be the same. It may not be easy, but what better way to live your life than living it according to the plan of the one who created you? A full life, a fulfilling life, and an eternity at the right hand of the Father. Are we listening for God? And then are we listening to God? He who has ears, let him hear.
you, Tommy. Please stand and turn to 468, verses 1 and 4.
As we depart this place, that we place a hand of prayer over each school, each student, and each person affecting that school community, Lord. Be with us this week as we go out and do your will and spread your message of peace and love of the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week.